Tanis McNabb is the information coordinator for the Peace River Forest area of Alberta Forestry. She joins us on the line today. Tanis, thank you very much for joining us. Wildfire season has ended for 2025. How was the season?
So here in the Northwest, we had a very busy fire season. Speaking to the Peace River Forest area, the High Level Forest area, and the Slave Lake Forest area, we had over 157 fires here in Peace, 127 in High Level, 214 in Slave Lake. Slave Lake takes the cake this year, of course, with over 379,244 hectares burned total. In the province, we've had 1,200 wildfires, and that burned roughly about 682,000 hectares, about close to the five-year average, kind of trending with what we've been seeing for wildfire season over the last 5 years. Of course, not counting the standout year of 2023 that had 2.2 million hectares burned. So quite a bit less than that, but still a very, very busy season.
It was quite a busy season, and you had to deal with some stubborn fires, especially in the Peace River area. The fires I can name off, Bison Lake, Slim's Creek, Deadwood, those were pretty stubborn as well. How was the reaction to those blazes?
Yeah, we started off the season with a considerable fire at Hutton Creek, like you said, just kind of north of Deadwood there, prescribed burn that had a wind event blow it kind of out of proportion. Response was very quick. We didn't lose any resources. Then we kind of segued into the main season after that with Bison Lake north of Cadott and Slim's Creek north of Manning. We worked on all of these fires throughout the course of the summer. Our grand totals for area burned for Peace River, Bison Lake was our largest at 52,000 hectares. Slim's Creek, which was the one north of Manning, is 21,158 hectares. Resources kind of in shifts throughout the summer, incident management teams coming up to work on those fires from around the province. They are listed as under control now as we're just sort of wrapping up operations, putting out kind of stubborn hotspots, doing reclamation work, what have you.
You mentioned the shift work that's happening. Yes, we say that shift happens, but the thing is, how did resources hold up, especially with the fact that the real big fire of the north was at Red Earth Creek? And you said before the interview some resources had to go over there to help with that fire.
Yeah, we have five really fantastic incident management teams for the province. So we are able to tackle multiple fires at the same time. So, of course, a lot of resources went to Red Earth. It was an incredibly challenging and large operation. So it did require a lot of resources as time progressed. And of course, communities threatened takes precedence over a lot of other things. But our fires here in Peace River were no less important. So we did have incident management teams on both teams on both fires throughout the summer with adequate resources to fight those fires.
Obviously, some mop-up work and some continuing battles are happening. Now that fire season is officially over, I guess for residents, some people are going to be thinking about winter burns, like burning some brush out of their fields, etc. What advice have you got for people who need to do burns during the winter?
Yeah, right on. Yeah, we're segueing right into brush pile burning season. So as everybody probably knows, maybe they don't, wildfire season ends on October 31st, so it ended last week, which means that we don't need permits for burns anymore. So you don't need to call us and, you know, request a permit. We do like when people give us a heads up when we're burning, so we do know what's going on, so we don't get any calls about fires we don't know about. But no, you don't need a permit anymore. For those who want to be burning, we recommend waiting until there's at least 15 centimeters of snow on the ground, just as kind of a safeguard, keeps the fire where you want it. And monitoring the weather, of course, to make sure smoke from the burn won't negatively impact surrounding areas like roadways, restricting visibility, things like that. The kind of hard and fast rules of burning in the winter are that your windrows that you're burning have to be in 60-meter segments with 8 meters in between each. Parallel windrows, so if you're burning multiple rows, 15 meters of cleared area between them, and of course a fire guard of 25 meters away from all standing timber or bush. So that just means keep your fire away from the forest.
310 Fire is still active during the winter, is it not?
It absolutely is. You can call 310 Fire 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, no matter what time of year. And we encourage people to call in, even if you think we might already know about it. We appreciate hearing about it anyway.
But I guess the biggest prayer, please correct me if I'm wrong, the biggest thing we're hoping for is either rain or, dare I say it, snow.
It's that time of year. We hope for both. Snow is preferable. We like a good snowpack. We like a large amount of snow over the winter so we have good moisture for the spring and a shorter, easier fire season.
I appreciate this. Tanis McNabb, the Information Coordinator for the Peace River Forest Area, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Keith.